This is Akash, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the commissioning ceremony of three naval ships, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir in Mumbai today. The commissioning of these three naval combatants marks a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense manufacturing and maritime security. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ji Temple in Khargar in Navi Mumbai. The Prime Minister has lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He stressed that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu yesterday, Mr. Singh said, "Pakistan will have to put an end to its nefarious designs and terrorist infrastructure from POK." The political arena in Delhi is abuzz, with parties making allegations and counter-allegations against each other over different issues ahead of assembly elections. The BJP hit out at the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government for not implementing the Ayushman Bharat scheme in the national capital. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party has accused the BJP of corruption and luring voters in the city. On the other hand, Congress has accused Mr. Kejriwal of failing to fulfill his duties and taking credit of the work done by the previous Congress government. Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted the government's approach to the Digital Personal Data Protection Framework. He said that the primary objective of the government is to let the law and rules evolve. Chairing a consultation meeting of government officials and industry on the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025, yesterday the minister emphasized the need to consider the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 and the draft rules 2025 in conjunction. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam has arrived in India for his five-day state visit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has several other Indian dignitaries will meet on President Tharman today. The Mahakumbh is underway in Prayagraj. Yesterday, over 3 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip in Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan. Our correspondent reports that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has offered technological support at the Mahakumbh with the integration of Bhashini for multilingual accessibility. The India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. Punjab, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. In India Open Badminton, Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event in New Delhi last evening. Ace India shuttler P.V. Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese tapees Shuo Yun Sung in straight games in women's singles. In women's cricket, India will look to whitewash the three-match ODI series with Ireland in the final match today at Rajkot in Gujarat. The match is scheduled to start at 11 a.m. IST. Team India has an unassailable lead in the series after winning the last two ODIs of the series quite convincingly. In the first ODI, the hosts bowled first and restricted the opposition to just 238 runs and later chased it down with 6 wickets in hand. In the second ODI, India scored their highest ever ODI total of 370 for 5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.